treatment for Zohar Motka is separate, because the Rabban hold, you always go bus for a second later. So you never have an interval, a break in between the first count. You don't care about the first count. You always go straight to the second one. Hami Rabban Rabban and say, Levlash Sheini Mani, you always count on the second later. El Olav is in the breast. Going according to Rabbi Yehudi. Then we should have this proof again that Chumri is lay, Kula less lay. Rabbi Yehuda only says his din of the Chumra about the second lady that you'll have a Chi of Korban the second time. But not Lakula. Lakula doesn't say this, so Lakula also agree that the second lady counts. And again, the Tum of Atari, you always start counting from the second lady. So also there'll never be an interval in between. So this is one proof. That the Yehuda Shita is only in the Mishnah was the Chumra for the Korban. But here if you made Toiv Tyra, he also agrees you always count from the second one. It always has to be Ritzufim. You can't have intervals in between. Now, the Yoit, secondly, Yom Ravashi says like this, Tosh Shema, the Pasuk ends off of Visheshish Yomim. By the later of the cave, when it says Shishim Yom, Visheshish Yomim. Yochler also, these last 6 days, Bain Ritzuf Mem for Zoran, either straight Tyra, or else a break in between. Tam Lehmet says, Shishim, 60, that Mashish, just like with Dashman, followed by Shishim, Kulim Ritzuf, have to be one after another. Shishim, these last six, the 66 days, Kulim Ritzuf, have to be one after another. So again, man, who does the price go like? Elaim, if you want to tell me, goes according to Rabbanon Shita, Meyistlu the Rabbanon of Fuzorim, the Rabbanon hold from the Shita altogether of Fuzorim, Hami Rabbanon, the Rabbanon hold, Levlad Sheini Mani, that you always count the Tum of Atairo, the Chi of Korban, from the second Leda. So there's the last Leda you have, last miscarriage she has. So when you start counting from there are no breaks in between. Because if there would be a break in between, another Leda, like another miscarriage, so you start over again. And you only count from the second one, not from the first one. So according to Rabbanim, there's no breaks anyway. What are you the Pasuk for? El Olav isn't this Pasuk, going according to Yehudi. I mean, again, there's another proof that that's the pshat, that Chumri Islay, that's that if Yud holds in the Mishnah, we skip the second miscarriage, and we're Mechayiv, and when she has a third miscarriage, a second carbon, that he says that's only Lechumra. But Kula Leslay, but Lekulia, Tumah V'Tayra, he doesn't hold like this. And with Tumah V'Tayra, he also agrees that every miscarriage she has, like if it's less than 80 days in between, she has to start counting over again from the second Leda. And the Tumah of Yemei Tyra starts from that left Leda. Again, if it wasn't a Kevel, so for the next 14 days she's Tamei, then it goes for 66 days, it's called Yemei Tyra. But there's no intervals in those 66 days, it's only straight. Because if there would be an interval in between another miscarriage, if Yehuda would agree, it'd start over again. So again, Shmamin, here it's a good proof that Yehuda Mikra didn't hold the second Leda counts. Only in the Mishnah, Lechumra to Mechayiv, the second Korvin, does he say we skip the second miscarriage, the second Leda, and when she has the third one, we say then she has to keep to bring a second Korvin. Now the Mishnah says, Elu Bevi and Korvin Elu Beyerid, these are the people that have a keep to bring a Korvin, Elu Beyerid, mean depending upon how much they could afford, whether it's a Korvin, an animal, or whether it's a Mincha, or whether it's a birds, whether Oifos. Al Shmias Kil, that means you swear false that you do not know the Edis, and then we find out you admit that you yourself know the Edis. So there's a Chiyuv Korban, but it's called the Korban Elav Yerid. To be Abitis for Sayin, if you make a Shvur Shek, like you swear you'll do something and you don't do it. So Lahora Lahitiv. So in those cases also you have a Korban Shvur. And the Korban is Elav Yerid. Somebody was Tomei and Meshoy, we went into the base of Migdash or Yet Kodshim. So Zchiyat Korban is Noel of Yerit for Yeledis and Isha that gives birth. When it comes to Latira, his Korban is called the Korban of Yerit. So Mora says Tanra Barlet like this, that Yesh may be Bedalus v'yashiris. Sometimes you bring a Korban. So again, so some cases that you have to bring a Korban Bedalus. The Yashiris, you have to bring both a poor korban and a rich korban. V'yesh mevi bedalus, and sometimes they bring a poor one. V'yesh mevi bedaladalus, and some bring of the poorest. How do you have this? Yeledis nishta gives birth, mevi bedalus. A nishta gives birth, she brings the korban of a poor, and v'ashiris and of a rich also. The Rashi explains asiris means that the kisvoy sira, either a lamb. False, now you don't know Edis, or Bitis Chosayim, the Tumas Midrash Kedoshov, Meviyim Badalis, Badalidalis, they bring birds or else Minchas, they're being either poor or very poor. Now Tani Idach wants another price like this, to Tani Idach, Yesh Mevi Echod Tachas Echod. Sometimes they bring one offering to replace of another one, one carbon Tachas another one. Yesh Mevi Shnayim Tachas Shnayim. Some have to bring two instead of two. Yesh mevi shnayim tachas achas. And sometimes they bring one. Yesh mevi shnayim, they bring two in the place of one. And yesh mevi achas tachas shnayim. Sometimes they bring one in the place of two. How do you have this? Mikana tlama, from here we learn out that l'asira seifa, that one you have to bring in mincha, which is a tenth of an eifa, the pruta, it's worth a pruta. Now the Gemara explains, Yoledes mevi achas tachas achas. Yoledes brings one in the place of another. That means preda achas v'yoif achas. She has to bring one preda. V'yoif means one bird. Tachas keves instead of the lamb. So Rashi explains, because a regular Yoledes, if she's ashiris, she's rich, she has to bring a keves liyela. She brings a keves for korban adam. Now, if she's dallas and she's poor, she brings shtei torim. Dainu preda de yoif tachas keves. That's called one tachas the other. Even if she's rich, also she has to bring a bird for the chatas. Nafkamina is for the oila. If she's rich, she brings a korban oila keves. Now that she's poor, she brings a bird for it. That's called achas tachas achas. Now, metzera, shtei predim tachas shnei kvosim. A Metzora brings the two birds instead of two kvasim. Now the chet of Shmias Akril, Obitus Vasayim, Tatumas Midish Gudeshov, is Meviyim base prey that you have to bring these two birds, Tachas Kipso Achas. So they bring these two birds instead of one lamb. Now, Umeviyim Bedale Dalas, if they're very poor, they bring then a serious seifa, bring the one tenth of an eifa for Mincha, Tachas Nei Predim. Instead of the two birds, they would have brought as a poor one. Now, Tachas Shnei Predim. Ketani, we learned this, says, and the Bryce ends off, that Mikanat Lama, from here we learn out, Liasira Sefer, the one tenth of an eifah, Shiva Pruta, that's worth at least a Pruta. So the question is, how do we know this, that an Asira Sefer is worth a Pruta? So Tan Rabban wrote like this, Hoima Reya Lai Besela Lemzbech. If somebody says, he's mechayiv himself to give like the worth of a sela to the mizbeach, and there's a korban that's worth at least a sela. So maybe keves, he has to bring a lamb. Shein dov a korban sela ela keves. The only thing that's worth only a sela, so cheap, is a lamb. That's very cheap. So the very life of sela, Rashi says, means the korban hanikach b'sela. So Rashi says, so that's the cheapest korban we have is a keves worth a pruta. Versus Mimai, how do we know this? Midyom Rachmona, since the Pasuk says, Ayil Oshem, the Kesef Shkolim, an Ayil Oshem, an Ayil, that's already a lamb that's 2 years old already. So that's worth the Kesef Shkolim. Nechlad, the Kevis Ben Shun, was only 1 year old, the Sela, it's worth a Sela. So Rashi says, the Pasuk says, Gabi Oshem, Basham Yilith, but Vayikra, it says, Ayil, the Kesef Shkolim, Dainu Shteis Loyim. So Kitzra, 2 year old lamb is worth 2 sloyim. Therefore, 1 year old lamb is only worth 1 sela. May the assistance of Pasuk says, Kevis ben Shinosai, that Stama Kevis means during his first year. Utanan, we learned like this, that Omdu Kinan Boy Bayoim, the day that he passed him to say that they're potter from bringing the rest of the birds, so the price went down like we had the Mishnah before. Tanan, we learned Omdu Kinan Boy Bayoim, Brivosam, it came down to worth a quarter of a dinner. So, me de chas rachmona lay, since we the Torah at such rachmona says pity on you, the dalas, from heavy chad mishisha osa basiris, the dalas is 1/16th of a rich one, Is Chas Rachmona led Daladal sent to the Torah Rachmonis upon the very poor person that has to only bring a mincha, Lemevi Chad, Mishish Shasav Adalis. It should also be 1/16 of what a poor person has to bring. So the Kitzur Rashi explains when it says B'Vosayim that these birds came down to be worth a quarter of a dinner. Says so that's when you bring Shnei Predim Bedalis, B'Revedin it's worth a quarter of a dinner. Tachas, instead of bringing a keves, instead of bringing a lamb, which is bought, b'sela. So there comes out to be 1/16 of a sela. 1/16 of a sela is a quarter of a dinner. So that's what these birds are worth, k'neged the keves. Says so, when you go down to the dollars, it has to be worth also 1/16 of a quarter of a dinner, which is down to a pruta. The Rashi says, "Baray v'dinner, quarter of a dinner, there are 48 prutas." So more really is the question now. In came if so, dalas come have a river. A poor woman brings these birds, how much is it worth? A quarter of a dinner. Now, v'kame priti, how many prutas are there, the river, in a quarter of a dinner? Aboy v'timna, there are 48 prutas. If so, chad mishishosa, one of 16th of this, come have, how much is that, the dalas? Plus the prutas should be worth three prutas. Ketori we learned before, mekana talomad la sirus seifa the pruta. And the sirus seifa is only worth a pruta. The question is, on my pruta, why a pruta? Amati, you're telling me, a sirus seifa daladalasu. That the sirus seifa, 1/10 of the eifa, that's what you bring for the mincha, what a daladalas bring. And the yama, chad mishisar with the dalas. You're telling me now that the daladalas, the very poor one, is 1/16 of the poor one. So it's 1/16 of a quarter of a dinner. Who the chashvin and the gimel priti heaven? It came out that should be three prutas. So why do you tell me now that the daladalis is only worth one pruta? The chur should be worth three prutas. The Gemara answers: Tana, this Tana the price holds mi yoledis yalek. He learns it out from a lady that gives birth. The maisia predach, she has to bring one bird takas keves instead of the yalem. It comes out to be that the lamb is worth, we said before, is worth a sela. And a preda now, one is worth not a quarter of it, but an eighth of a dinner. And so the have echad mitlosim train comes out to be 1/32. The keves, it's 1/32 of a keves. And so the yad kan daladalis kan evi. So you want to know how much is a very poor man, the mincha, supposed to be Kinega the birds, should also be Chad Mishishosa Badalis. The most question now is the Akviat Khan, Dali Dalis, that you bring very poor, Kanevi, Chad Mishishosa. In other words, by Yoledis, you don't have a Dali Dalis. So you have to learn out a Dali Dalis from the other Chatoim, the other oil of the Yerit. So by them, they have to bring two birds. So it comes out that the Dali Dalis is still only 1/16 of the Dalis. Is the mechi yalef? You know, from a keves v'yayel. Is that kind of should be pruta palga? So it should come out to be worth a pruta and a half. So dollars should be worth a pruta and a half, not one pruta. So if you have now that the poor one is 1/32 of the rich, and then the poorest is 1/16 of that, so the mice now comes out to be a pruta and a half. So it's still off by half of a pruta. Why did we say before it's only one pruta? It should be worth now a pruta palga. So my rover says like this: Kula milta, know everything, learning out now from a yeledis. But guess what she gives birth? Brachikom. This is what I mean to say: Midechat rachmono le the dalas the mevi chad mitlosan v'trein biasiris. Since we see by yeledis, she only has to bring one bird kinega the keves. So that's 1/32 of an Ashiris. Umayi Yoledis. Is Hochi Chas Chmona Sentarag Rachmonis, the Dalai Dalas Leneve, Chad Mitlosum Betrayim Medalis. So just like we find by Yoledis, the difference between the rich and the poor is 1/32, the same way with other places that we have a poor and very poor, it should also go down to be 1/32. Freddy Gamari Hochi, if so, River de Pruteve should be less than a prut, even a quarter less than a pruta. Not even a full prut is worth. So more says true Okanami Saka true that way. Eld Lavur Kharya Lesuya Pokas Mikruta Lamokam. you never have to give anything less than a pruta to Hashem. So when you do have to bring this mincha, to your sefer, it has to be worth at least a pruta. Then echnami, not more. Really, it should be worth even less, a quarter less than a pruta. But since it's not normal to give something less than a pruta, that's why we call it a pruta. All right, we'll stop here. You have hold them by the Mishnah of Yudam Abed. You have about a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ma ben shivcha le ben kol arois. What's the difference between a person that lives with a shivcha or what he lives with all the arois that you have chorus for? The difference are like this. Shalai shov salahen, that they're not different, they're different. Loi b'yoinish, not the punishment, they have different punishments. For loi b'korban, they have a different korban also. Shekol ha-royis, if the man lives with any one of the arroyis, it says in the parasha of arroyis, your sister, your brother's wife, salochur, if you do it b'shoigi, d'chayi v'chattis. If you do it b'mezi, d'chayi v'chorus. Ma'ashenke v'shivcha, if a man lives with a shivcha, that's a shivcha harufa, if you live with a shivcha harufa, here the pasuk says, but the shivcha kananis, if a Jew lives with them, the yoshim, he has to bring a korban yoshim. Now, kol aroyis bin kaveh, all other aroyis that bring the chattis is brought bin kaveh. It's in the kaveh behema. Vashenkim a shivcha bezocher. A shivcha, you live with a shivcha, you have to bring a noshim, or noshim comes from a zocher. Now, kol aroyis, if a man lives with one of the aroyis, echur ish v'yechur ish shovim, that both have the same oinit punishment. That the makis who the korban, they do it benazed with asroam, they get makis. In case where there's only a chiv chorus, there's no chiv misa bid a yodim. And if they do it b'shegi, they both chay the korban, both the man and the lady. Ma'ashenkin of a shivcha, when a Jew lives with a shivcha harufa, it will see in the next mission exactly what a shivcha harufa is. But when a man lives with a shivcha, hither than is loy hishva, loy ish lisha. They're both different, they're not alike, not the man, not the isha. The makis, mean to say Isha b'makis. The pasuk says that she gets the makis for loy. Mean to say, let's listen. Loy hishva loy ish liisha b'makis. Means that she gets makis, not him. The man does not get makis. Only the shivcha gets makis. And loy hishva isha liish b'korban. Mean to say that the isha is not chay b'korban. Only the man is. The shivcha is part of the korban oshem. Only the man has to bring the korban oshem. That's a special luck when the man lives with a shivcha, that she gets malchus, and he has the chiv to bring a korban. Now, kol haroyis, also bem esamo'ora kegoymer. All other haroyis, if you make a tchilas bia, just the beginning of the bia, you chayiv as if you made the gemar bia. And also the chayiv are kol bia. You chayiv every bia also. Every time you live with them, you chayiv if there's a helim in between. There was a D in between. If you knew that you did the Aveira, and then you forgot you did it again, so if every B, you have another Korban. So, Zu Choymer Hechmer. Now, these things you only have by a Royist and not by a Shivcha. By a Shivcha, you're not Chayiv just with the Ma'ara, with the beginning of the Bia. It has to be a Gemar Bia. We'll see in the Gemara how we know this. And also, by a Shivcha, you had the Mishnah before, that if you have Kama Bias with the same Shivcha, you only have to bring one Oshram. Even though in between you realize you did the chet, here we don't say the halomis is mechalik, but rather even though it's a few times you live with the same shivcha, you only have to bring one korban. But by Royce it's not that way. Then the Mishnah says, Zu chaymer hichma b'shivcha, this is a chumah they made by shivcha, shosabu.